Hello, how are you? Here's a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click Podcast Inglês Online. Today we're going to stick to the basics, everyone. Today we're talking about in, on, and at as prepositions of place. I'm going to give you examples of very common ways to use these three prepositions. So today we're not going to talk about exceptions. On the contrary, what we're going to hear are examples of the most basic general rules of how to use in, on, and at for place. And what are these basic general rules? Here we go. We use at, A-T, at, to communicate a specific point or location where something is taking place or took place or is going to take place. At is for a specific point or location. At the entrance, at the beach house, at the door, at the bus stop. We use in when the noun, the object, or the person, or whatever, is in an enclosed space. An enclosed space, in theory, is surrounded by something. Examples: a garden, a city, a country, a box, your shirt pocket. So, in an enclosed space. Now, we use on when a person or object is located on a surface of some kind. On a surface. So here are some examples of surfaces. A wall, the ceiling, a door can be a surface, the floor, a carpet, a page. So remember that these are general rules and they're pretty good guidelines for how to use in, on, and at when placing something. Of course, there will be exceptions, but those aren't our focus today. All right, moving along to some examples. Let's start with at for place. As I said before, we use at to communicate a specific point or location. So Jack is at his desk right now. There's someone at the door. There's an ice cream shop at the end of the road. Mary will meet us at the bus stop. So notice how we are positioning these people in the ice cream shop. It's almost like we're giving their coordinates, only we're not being that scientific. We're just using common reference points. Jack is at his desk right now. The ice cream shop is at the end of the road. Christine is at Jessica's party. Like, hey Jane, where are you? We're at the entrance, waiting for you. I saw Richard at the conference. Okay, let's move on to in for place. We use in for enclosed spaces, something with borders surrounded by something else. I put all my old photos in a box. I left my glasses in the back of the car. What do you carry in your shirt pocket? My dad carries like 3 pens in his shirt pocket. And his wallet goes in his pants pocket. And women, what's in your bag? In my bag, I have my wallet, my phone, lipstick, sunscreen, my laptop, and its charger. You know the movie Wolverine? Who's in it? I know Hugh Jackman is in it, but who else? Who else is in this movie? Do you have any pictures in your office or bedroom? Who's in the pictures? Your family, maybe? Friends? You? Tell me who's in your pictures. Here in London, most people don't drive. They take public transport. What's it like in your city? My friend spent some time in Argentina last year. And what about on? That's when something is located on a surface, like a wall. There's a painting on the wall. Don't write on the pages of a book. Look at all the toys on the floor. Remember when men landed on the moon? Did you watch that on TV? What's your favorite place on Earth? Our office is on the 3rd floor. Juliet is going to be on a magazine cover. And how could we forget? The book is on the table. If you find these prepositions confusing, here's my suggestion for you. Start with this podcast. Listen to this episode and to the other preposition episodes a few times. No, scratch that. Listen to them several times until you get very familiar with the examples. Today, though, for this particular episode, stick to the examples I've given you. So give me your examples based on this podcast examples. Let us know in the comments and talk to you next time.